Okay. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
I'm Ryan Truitt.
And this is the Elite Coup Studios podcast freeware game review number 2, Praxy and Warning Forever.
So, Nick, what's new?
Yeah, so I watched Big O the other night, all at once. It's cool.
You marathoned it?
Yeah, well, except for the first disc, which I watched the day before.
Cool.
Yeah. And, I don't know, I like Big O because Roger Smith is cool. In the sense that, like, he's a professional businessman all the time until he gets into the robot. Then he's like, I'm in a robot. This is so sweet. And then he punches stuff. Like, well, he's got...
has put you in a robot. Is this awesome?
Well, because it's like he takes on the mindset that I think any rational person would take when they're put into a robot, which is basically, let's rock.
Yeah, that's totally what any rational person would do. I don't know.
Okay. You got anything?
No. I'm kind of what's newed out.
All right. Listening audience, I'd say at home, but odds are you're on the way to work or something, because apparently that's what people listen to podcasts. This is the third podcast we're recording today, and we don't actually have anything else new. So, basically, if you ever hear a what's new in one of these podcasts, that means it's the first one we did that day.
That's true.
So, today, tonight, this evening, last week, we're going to be talking to you about two new freeware games.
Well, not really new.
Well, new to you, if you haven't heard of them. And the reason we're doing two is because they are so similar to each other, we figure, why not tell you about them both?
Yeah, one's practically, you know, spiritual successor to the other.
Except I don't know if one guy has ever heard of the other guy.
Yeah.
The first game we're going to talk about is Warning Forever.
All right, Warning Forever is a game by that Hickware guy. I don't know his name, but it's always Hickware. It's always got the picture of that Vade and the little logo.
It would seem like something you should be wary of, but it's not, because it hides a wonderful, wonderful game inside of it. Okay. Have you ever heard of a bullet hell shooter? That's basically what this game is, pure and simple.
Well, I mean,
the way they go about it is kind of neat, but it's basically that's all it is. If you've ever played, like, Aerofighters or Ikaruga or... There's got to be more games.
Yeah, there are. We just don't know them. We're sorry, Internet. But, you see, it's Warning Forever is different from these games because it is only boss fights. All boss fights, all the time.
Yeah, instead of...
Hence the name.
Instead of having a lot of little enemies leading up to one big enemy at the end, it's just one big enemy immediately. And the reason Warning Forever is worth the play...
Yeah, the reason it has any replay value at all
is because the bosses are not set. Every time you play, it randomly generates bosses depending on how you play.
Yeah, it has some sort of, you know, reactionary, you know, thingy to your style of play, and then creates bosses somewhat suiting it. I don't actually know how much it does it or if it's just random, but...
Well, I know it's not random, because sometimes I just try to challenge myself and say, okay, first take out all of this type of weapon, and then it'll actually stop giving me those weapons, because I shoot them all so much. But then it'll give me a lot more of other weapons.
So, Warning Forever, that's the gist of it.
It's really about it. You can save replays, there's kind of a high score system, you can change the game mode to see, like, how many lives you have, or if it's a countdown timer... And it basically creates bosses for you. It's got a very simple aesthetic. The only colors are green and black.
Yeah, it's a sort of wireframe display sort of thing. But the explosion effects are pretty well rendered, well detailed.
Yeah, it's a very smooth game. Like it's really just a joy to play because it runs so smoothly. It's got very responsive controls. It's got a sort of odd aiming system where as you move and don't fire, it changes your firing arc, which it shows you. But then when you start firing, it just locks it in so you can move and still fire in that direction.
Yeah. It's kind of like having the gun on a swivel that moves opposite to how your ship moves.
Yeah.
So if you go down to the right corner, it'll move to the left so you can shoot out into the main field.
Yeah, it basically tries to keep your line of fire centered at all times, which is useful because that's usually where the boss is.
All right.
Yeah, that's Warning Forever. And that's a good game if you just want to play something quick. It's good to have around. You can put your own custom background music in it. And there's really not much else to it. So we'll have a link for that in the show notes. And now we're going to move on to the other game, which is very much like Warning Forever. And this game is called Fraxy.
Yeah, it is very much like Warning Forever, but in my opinion, it is much better. Just because of, you know, it has much more replay value.
Well, here's the... I don't know if I would say it has more replay value, but here's the big difference between Fraxy and Warning Forever. Fraxy is essentially the same game, except now your movement and aiming is independent because you use the mouse to aim. And also, it comes with an enemy editor.
Yeah.
So you can use a separate program to create enemies, to set up enemies that have different moving parts or one big one, boosters. It basically gives you a big list of parts, and you build an enemy, and you can send it to your friends, post it on the website, download other people's. It comes with a large amount of bosses to begin with.
Many of which are very simple or easy to, you know, destroy.
Like the Starfish family.
Which is basically like, oh look, I have a core, and I put guns on it. It spins around and shoots at you. Really slowly.
So. Yeah.
But, nah.
And so, yeah, and it although also, it does come with some good ones, like the one that's just a giant ring that you are kind of stuck in the middle of, and it fires inwards at you at all times.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. The Arena, is that one called?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. But it also, Fraxy also adds multiple different kinds of weapons, including stun weapons, which I thought was pretty interesting, which will disable individual components on, you know, your enemies. So it's like, you know, you hit it with a stun blaster and you're going to take out a bunch of its weapons and boosters and shit.
Or even if certain parts for the enemies will cause you to get stunned, and this means that you won't be able to boost for a little while.
Yeah.
So, which can actually screw you over, so there's a lot of bullets on the screen.
And the parts library it comes with is pretty extensive. It allows you to do a lot of cool things. You can have multiple ships that just spawn on their own. You can actually have a ship acting as like a carrier for smaller subunits.
Yeah, the way you set it up is it's all in like a tree format, and you just keep adding parts to the tree, so you can have different levels and different like subfamilies of parts. Which is one thing we should mention about both of these games.
Oh, right, if we didn't mention that before.
You don't have to attack the farthest out parts.
So it has a chain combo system.
Yeah, there's a core, and then there's like arm with like armor attached to it. And then let's say there's another arm with a gun attached to that arm. You could take out any one of those parts. And the closer you get to the core, the more other parts it'll take out.
Yeah.
Giving you combos and multipliers and bonus points.
Basically, if you destroy a part, anything that's attached to it will be destroyed if it doesn't have any other anchor point.
Yeah, which is really pretty neat, I think. Because
yeah.
it means that you could either try to take out everything by itself, or just try and dodge all the bullets and take out the core really quickly.
Yeah, but I think it has some sort of system whereby the more parts are attached to it, it has like some fraction of their durability incurred onto it.
Yeah, and Fraxy also adds regeneration parts, which basically will heal whatever it's attached to. So it might be easier to destroy that instead of just going for the core.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Fraxy also has an interesting little scripting system, which allows you to create basically even more than just bosses. For example, to come to one sample level that...
It's sort of an obstacle course kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to go through the maze without being touched by any of the walls or some of the moving parts in it, and you're just trying to get to the end. I think they call it Chicken Run.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's called Try Mode, because this is...
English.
Yeah, we're not sure who makes this game, but they are... from some
place that
Asian
country. Does not speak English, really. they were actually nice enough that somebody made a translation pack for all the enemies, and you can download it, and it'll replace all of the enemies in your folder with the English equivalents. so you can actually start reading it.
Unless you're like me and you're running Vista and it doesn't like to overwrite files, so now I just have two copies of every enemy in both foreign and English.
Oh, that's so annoying. I hate Vista.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to say about this? The scripting system, what it's easily used for is making just... normally when you fight enemies, there's three ways to do it. You either select one enemy out of a list, and it'll constantly spawn that enemy at you until you get bored.
You can select random, and it will pick random enemies from your list.
Or you could make a script that will essentially say it'll spawn this one, or it'll spawn these two, and then it'll wait till you destroy them, or it'll just wait for a certain amount of time and spawn new ones, and then it'll come to an end and give you your full time, or... It really all depends on how you script it.
Basically, with the try mode thing, that's what he's talking about, you can create a sort of, a set pattern for how enemies will come out.
Or not even a pattern. Some people use it to create new scenarios.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of how people would sort of create new games in, like, StarCraft or Warcraft.
Sort of.
Not as in-depth, but it's still sort of the same thing. Because, I mean, here's a top-down shooter game, and they made an obstacle course.
Yeah, example of it is an obstacle course.
I mean, just that shows you how it could be a lot bigger. And if I spoke a foreign language that these things are in, whatever that happened to be, I could probably find some more.
We should probably know what country it's from. That would be some good basic knowledge.
It might be. Japan, Korea, it doesn't matter. All Asians are freaking psychotic.
It's like this. If you go to Google and look for Fraxy, it'll be there. If you go to Game Hippo, it was recently on their front page. Actually, if you go to your Googles and you search for Fraxy, there is a pretty good up-and-coming fan wiki page. It has a lot of entries for custom enemies people have made already, some of which are very difficult from what I've seen.
Like Pickles.
No, like...
Pickles is a giant, metallic, space crawfish.
Yeah, no. My personal favorite is one that's modeled after the Wooper. But no, there's this one guy who makes, this battleship series, and they're pretty ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're, whatever-class battleships. He's got two of them.
Oh, I should check that out.
Yeah. We'll put that page up in the show notes as well.
Yeah, and, I don't know, if there's enough response, we could even post some of the stuff that we've made.
Yeah, me and Nick have already made a couple of enemies of our own.
He made a hard charger, and I made a Death's Head, which is actually shaped like a skull, and kind of hard.
I don't know. The hard charger is kind of cheap hard, because when it comes out on the screen, it just it bowls you over.
Immediately kills you.
It's kind of hard to dodge, but once you get after that.
Yeah. As long as you can get behind it, you're pretty much set. And that is Fraxy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else we want to say?
Visually. Fraxy is very different from Warning Forever.
Yeah. Instead of being the sort of wireframe mode that Warning Forever has, Fraxy is more solid. It looks like, other shooter.
It has rendered and textured components rather than just, the wireframe models that Warning Forever has.
Yeah. And I've noticed, because I have this habit that I gotta look into the way things work, I haven't found a way to make new parts or replace the sprites for the parts yet.
But it would be nice to be able to add to your parts library.
Yeah, but I've already managed to replace the sprite for the player ship, which... Funny story, the ship that I now use is actually a slightly modified armor from a Final Fantasy game, just turned upside down.
What?
Seriously? I was looking through my sprite sheet, and I was like, what would make a good ship? And I looked at the armor, and I was like, if you turn that upside down, make that part a little longer, that's a kicking spaceship.
I have to take a look at that now.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, actually. And also... This game is a bit more mod-friendly with the scripting and enemy building and whatnot, so you can even make custom backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Which basically comes from, you take two pictures, and then you can overlay them with different transparency settings. You can set it so that it's got sort of a simulated depth of field, where for however much your ship moves, you can set the backgrounds to move at different rates.
Oh, yeah.
To make it feel like you're actually far away or close to something. For example, in the little script that I made, I have one level where you're supposed to be really close to the floor, so it moves quickly, and it's just sort of like a metal plate texture. But then one of the next stages is I just Googled for a picture of the Earth from space, And it's huge, so you're just sort of floating over the planet. That's it.
So yeah, try out Warning Forever. If you like that, if you want more, move on to Fraxy.
Or try Fraxy, and...
And if you don't like all the complexity to it, go to Warning Forever. I don't know.
Yeah, they're essentially the same game, just one is... One you could put more thought into, but... I don't know, it feels a little stiffer, and it just doesn't... It just doesn't appear friendly. Or maybe I just prefer the wireframe look. But that might just be my taste. So yeah. All the games we talked about, we'll put links in the show notes. If you have any questions or comments, you could send us email at podcast@alikustudios.net. Visit the website at www.alikustudios.net. And yeah, go out there and play some games. We'll see you next time. This has been Nick Korn.
And Ryan Truitt.
All right, good night.